African football.
Yes, Kim, let's kick off with African football. Ghana, Kenya, and Ethiopia say they're interested in hosting the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations tournament after Libya's withdrawal as the host country last week. The Libyans pulled out because of violence in the country. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, then set a September 30th deadline for countries to express their interest in staging the competition. Ghana has hosted African football's premier event three times, in 1963, 1978, and 2008. Also in 2000, Ghana co-hosted the Nations Cup with Nigeria. Writing on his Twitter page, Ghana's sports minister, Mahama Ayaraga, said, and I quote, "I am happy to announce that Ghana will bid to host the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations." Meanwhile, the president of the Ethiopian Football Federation, Junuddin Basha, says his government is ready and interested in doing everything it can to bring the Nations Cup back to Ethiopia for the first time since 1976. The Ethiopians also staged the tournament in 1962 and 1968. The Kenyans have never hosted the Nations Cup. They say they're also considering a joint bid with Tanzania, Uganda, or Rwanda. Our VOA football fans will remember the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations will be hosted by Morocco from January 17th to February 8th. The Moroccans previously hosted the African Football Jamboree in 1988. The Moroccans are planning to stage the 16-team tournament in four cities, Agadir, Marrakesh, Rabat, and Tangier. Well, Algeria had a lot to cheer about at the recent World Cup in Brazil, where the country's national team, nicknamed the Desert Foxes, reached the round of 16 for the first time in the country's history. But the cheers have faded, and now there is sadness following the death of Cameroonian player Albert Ebosse during an Algerian league match. Ebosse died after being hit in the head by a stone thrown by fans as he was leaving the pitch. In the wake of his death, the Algerian Football Federation has suspended all matches, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Auma.
Club competitions in Algeria are suspended following the death of JS Kabylie's Cameroonian striker Albert Ebosse in Tiziouzou on Saturday. The Algerian Football Federation head Mohamed Raurao disclosed in Algiers Ebosse had equalized for his side through a penalty during the match against USM Algiers. USM Algiers eventually won the match 2-1. The 1st of November stadium in Tiziouzou, where the tragedy took place, has been closed indefinitely. On a more cheerful note, Nigerian attacking midfielder Asisat Oshoala was bestowed with the Adidas Golden Ball Award for being the most outstanding player at the just concluded FIFA Women's Under 20 World Cup in Canada. She also received the Adidas Golden Ball Award for the tournament's top scorer with 7 goals to her credit. Meanwhile, Stephen Keshi will resume duties as head coach of the African champions Nigeria Super Eagles for at least the first 2 matches in their 2015 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers next month. Keshi's contract expired at the end of the 2014 FIFA World Cup and had yet to receive a fresh mandate to continue guiding the African champions. To avert a crisis, Nigeria Sports Ministry and the Nigeria Football Federation reached an agreement to hand Keshi a mandate to handle the Super Eagles for the first 2 AFCON qualifiers early next month, while negotiations for a substantive contract are in progress.
The Voice of America, VOA.
I
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines. When I start boxing, I'm inspired to fight because of my family. We're very poor. When I'm in training for the big fight, I train hard. Get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, jogging, 1 hour. After that, rest. I go to the gym, we do training. Sometimes I want more. I train hard. I used to train in karate. Right now, I'm inspired to fight for the honor of my country.
Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, is on an international tour to promote his fight against American Chris Algieri on November 22nd in Macau, China. Pacquiao and Algieri were in Macau Monday and in Shanghai Tuesday. Over the next couple of weeks, they'll also do promotional events here in the USA, in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and New York. Algieri is 30 years old and is a former kickboxing champion. Since turning to boxing, he's won 20 consecutive fights without a loss with 8 knockouts. He's also 14 centimeters taller than the Pac-Man, who says Algieri's height advantage could pose a problem.
The biggest challenge for me is to fight another tall guy. And of course, I have to, you know, I have to use my speed and you know, footwork for this fight.
At stake in this fight will be Pacquiao's WBO welterweight title. The Pac-Man has won world titles in 8 weight divisions during his prize fighting career, compiling a record of 56 wins, 5 losses, and 2 draws with 38 knockouts. Let's hear how the challenger, Chris Algieri, sizes up Manny Pacquiao.
That's probably the number one thing that would concern me would be his experience. In terms of his speed and footwork and the things that he does that everyone looks at when they think of Manny, I'm not so worried about that stuff. Because for me, what I feel is the great equalizer in boxing is the jab. I don't care what you got. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how fast you are. A good jab and a good mind can neutralize anything.
That's American boxer Chris Algieri, who's hoping to neutralize Manny Pacquiao on November 22nd in Macau, China.
Voice of America!
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. Jossie Annie wrote at my Facebook page that he listens to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday on Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM in Lagos, Nigeria. Jossie says he's a student in Nigeria's commercial capital. And like more than a few Nigerians, Jossie is a big football fan. I took a peek at Jossie's Facebook page, and he has a photo posted of Mario Balotelli, who recently returned to the English Premier League with Liverpool after playing in Italy for AC Milan. Balotelli previously played for Manchester City in the EPL from 2010 to 2013. Also at my Facebook page, you'll see a photo taken in 2004 at our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. Liberian football great George Weah, the only African player ever to be named the FIFA World Player of the Year, visited VOA and posed for some photos, including one with me and my former colleague, Uncle Ted Roberts.
Is everything okay? Is everything all right? I hope so.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Turning to tennis, first round action is continuing at the U.S. Open tournament in New York. Two-time defending women's champion Serena Williams will begin defense of her title later Tuesday against American countrywoman Taylor Townsend. Meanwhile, Serena's older sister, Venus, got off to a winning start in New York Monday, rallying to beat Japan's Kamiko Datekrum in three sets, 2-6, 6-3, and 6-3. Now, this match featured two of the oldest players in professional women's tennis, 34-year-old Venus Williams versus 43-year-old Kamiko Datekrum. Speaking after the match, Venus said she has no plans to retire, saying, and I quote, "According to Kamiko, I have another decade. She set the prime example. She's top 100 and no one can beat her easily. She's breaking the mold," says Venus. It's been 6 years since Venus Williams won a Grand Slam singles title. And in her words, "People have been trying to retire me since I was like 25. Elsewhere in the women's draw, fourth-ranked Agnieszka Rawanska and fifth-ranked Maria Sharapova won their first-round matches in straight sets, while on the men's side, top-seeded Novak Djokovic and British star Andy Murray also won their opening matches at the Grand Slam.